This is St. Louis Public Radio. A new Medicare proposal would cut the link between the cost of many medications that are given in an outpatient clinic and how much doctors are paid to administer them. As St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin reports, it may help keep drug prices in check, but many doctors are strongly opposed.
11 reclining chairs face each other in an infusion room at the Siteman Cancer Center. Patients come here for chemotherapy treatments, which they get through an IV that hangs by their bedside. 56-year-old Diane Gossard of East Alton is settling in for the next couple of hours. A flowered scarf is tied around her head.
What are you reading right now?
Funnies. Comics.
Awesome.
When a nurse comes in to start the chemo, Gossard picks at the blanket tucked around her. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in November, and it's been a whirlwind ever since.
They did a mastectomy on December 7th. It was stage 2A, but it was a grade 3, which is aggressive. So that's why the treatment's been so aggressive.
6 years ago, the average cost of chemo for stage 2 breast cancer was about $14,000, and it's probably gone up. Gossard has health insurance through her job as a home health aide for seniors, but to keep it, she has to keep working.
I'm always worried that it's going to get to the point where the cost of the treatments are going to outweigh what I have available.
Having to worry about the cost of your care as well as your cancer diagnosis is not uncommon. According to some estimates, the cost of cancer drugs in the U.S. has grown 5 to 10-fold in the past 15 years, and the prices continue to rise, even when new competitors come into the market. That's alarming, not just for patients, but for Medicare, which is publicly funded and covers people over the age of 65. So it's issued a proposal that changes how doctors are paid for some of the most expensive drugs, the ones that are given in an outpatient setting like chemotherapy. Under current rules, doctors who prescribe those medications are reimbursed for the average cost of the drug, plus 6% of the price to pay for storage and handling. Medicare's researchers think that's pushing up drug costs. Steve Pearson of the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, which Medicare cites in the proposal, says that's not sustainable.
Whenever you pay a percent on a price, and a doctor or a system of care even has a choice between two drugs and one is priced higher, they actually will make more money if they choose the higher priced drug.
But do doctors respond to that incentive and prescribe a more expensive drug if it does the same thing? Dr. Mary Clicks, the president of the Missouri Oncology Society, says no.
In the bigger picture, so many of the cancer diagnoses that we treat don't have a big list of medications to choose from.
Medicare proposes to test cutting the reimbursement rate down to about 2%, more than the drug's sale price, plus a flat fee, although it'll be lower for a few years because of automatic federal budget cuts. For a $1,000 drug, the proposal means doctors would get about $20 less. Click says the changes could really hit independent practices and specialty clinics that have to prescribe expensive drugs.
So there are going to be people that aren't able to get the medications that they need, or they're going to have to travel to another venue to get it. And most of the time that's a hospital where it's much more expensive to administer the drug.
Clicks and her colleagues say the incentives are just a small piece of what's driving runaway drug prices, and that this proposal ignores the root of the problem, that Medicare can't negotiate drug prices the way insurance companies do. A final decision on Medicare's proposal and where it would take effect is expected later this year. I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.